you get to Inbox Zero? This is show number 6 of The Zen of Being Digital. I'm your host, Aliza Sherman, and that's the question. Can you get to Inbox Zero? I'm doing a little experiment. I'm trying to empty my email inbox. And I actually have multiple email accounts and multiple email inboxes, many of which I am ignoring, and they're in upwards of 10,000 plus unread emails. So let's not talk about those for now. We'll deal with those at another time. Right now, I'm talking about my two main email accounts, my personal and my work. I did something at the end of 2009 to get myself to Inbox Zero. I moved everything in the inbox into its own folder and called it Inbox 2009. And I thought to myself, if anything was incredibly important, somebody will email me again looking for it. Yes, I could panic about some missed opportunities, but in the last 6 months, I can't say that I have found a need to go back into that Inbox 2009 more than a handful of times. So I decided at the end of June, halfway through the year, I need to get back to Inbox Zero. Both of my inboxes had at least 300 to 500 unread emails, and then about 2,000 to 3,000 emails in each. Something to that effect. I'm blocking out the numbers now because it was pretty traumatic for me. So again, I created folders. This time, they were January to June 2010, and I moved everything from my inboxes into those folders, the personal and then the work. And now I'm back to Inbox Zero, but not quite. It is incredibly strenuous to stay at zero when you have so many things coming in, much of which you just don't need. The beauty of going to that zero inbox, however, even if in a way it's a fake zero inbox, is that you can now glaringly see all the garbage that's coming in and all the things that you really don't need to pay attention to anymore, such as being emailed when people are following you on Twitter. Now, I don't want to turn off that feature because I do like to see who is following me at any given time, not because I want to accumulate the numbers, but I'm curious to see who is interested. And then every once in a while, I'll see someone who I know or someone who I'd like to know, and I'll click over and read their stream and determine if I'd like to follow them. I am thoughtful about that, but I don't want to spend too much time on that. So I make sure that I quickly scan and delete those and they don't just sit in my inbox anymore. Then there are the newsletters, and I mentioned in an earlier show that I'm really trying to break down all of my subscriptions to the most critical from the people I really trust and unsubscribe from everything else. So now, glaringly obvious are the email newsletters that come into my inbox that I just don't read. So I'm trying to stick to a rule that at the end of the day, if I haven't at least scanned it and opened up some articles to read, then I'm just going to delete it. I am opening some articles and saving them to my Google bookmarks, which I've been playing around with a little bit to see if that's going to help me better organize the websites that I'd like to return to or the articles that I'd like to read later. I also have Instapaper that I use, instapaper.com, where I do have a little button that says read later, and I just remembered that, so I should be using that because then I can read the articles on my iPhone when I'm standing in line at the bank or standing in line for security at the airport. It's a great time for me to catch up on my reading. Add that to my ritual. Now, I am not keeping up as well as I had hoped to with these emails. I am trying to archive them as quickly as I deal with them. But it is, like I said, strenuous stuff. I almost feel as if trying to keep my inbox at zero is like being on a diet and exercise regimen. I feel that I am struggling to keep up. It takes a lot of motivation. It takes a lot of attention. And yet when I at least get the inbox down to a handful of emails at the end of every day, and this has only been for the last few weeks, I feel a sense of accomplishment. An empty inbox makes me think of the empty mind in Zen Buddhism that we strive for. I'm sure that's the wrong word, because we shouldn't be striving. We should simply be emptying our minds. And the things that can happen when you have none of that garbage in your mind can be truly transformative. So I do look at the inbox at zero as being incredibly zen. And it does bring me a sense of calm, but it's not easy. I think that we should all just try to wipe some slates clean when it comes to this influx of digital information and start at zero and then try to maintain it. We're not all going to succeed, and I will check in about this in a month. But like anything, it takes practice. It takes focus. It takes concentration. And you need to stay motivated. Nobody said this was easy. Can you get your inbox to zero? I'm your host, Aliza Sherman. You can find out more about this podcast and book project at zenofdigital.com or follow me at twitter.com/zenofdigital. Like my page on Facebook, facebook.com/zenofdigital. Music for this podcast is brought to you by Royalty Free Music. I thank you for your time.